Hello folks, how are you? My travels have just now begun. I am currently on board the Greyhound bus headed to Fayetteville, North Carolina to celebrate a Christmas party with one of my friend's houses, which will actually be in a town that I think is, if not in Lumberton, North Carolina, just outside of it. My intention as I go along with this journey is to record myself in different settings, different strange settings. I think that I will probably be on board a train at some point. I'm not sure though, because that would depend on if I choose to go to Charlotte or indeed just remain in Pine Bluff with my family there at the tomorrow when we go to church. I'm thinking I might go to Charlotte because I don't really want to get stuck there. So if that happens, I'll be on an Amtrak train also coming back up on Thursday or perhaps Wednesday night to Durham so I can record there. And I'm going to be on an airplane headed down to Tampa, Florida on Thursday evening. And I also like to record some there. I just think it's kind of interesting to hear how it sounds in different sorts of environments. I had an individual, one of my neighbors, drive me to Raleigh from Durham, from my home in Durham. And we used Google Maps, which is the first time I've ever done that to navigate. I usually use MapQuest, but I kind of like Google because you can put the directions in long before you actually start the trip. The thing that I don't know about it, well, for one thing, they said it was in beta, so I guess it shouldn't have been that surprising, but it said continue on to Capitol Boulevard at one point, but it didn't tell us whether we should make a left or a right. And usually, when you make the wrong turn, you will hear it say recalculating. We didn't hear it say that, so we assumed all was well. We made a right, and then we just continued, and it eventually brought us back around to where we were headed. Headed south instead of north, which was the intended direction. It was just strange they didn't tell us that in the first place. It wasn't a big deal because, you know, we got back on track, no issues. But I just thought that was curious. That's one of the things I love about this iPhone, though. I can just put stuff in like that, and it'll tell me how to direct my sighted drivers to where I'm trying to go. I've never had that kind of convenience before. So, yeah. I'm not sure what's going to happen on this vacation, but I've been looking forward to it for a long time. The only thing that's sad about it starting is that it will begin to end, but of course that hasn't happened. I'm trying not to think about it. It's about 70 degrees outside too, which is incredible, especially for the middle of December. It's kind of like a Florida preview. Alright, I'll be back with more when it happens. Bye-bye.